A stone axe and three ancient swords reported to be of Ukrainian origin were returned to Ukraine at a ceremony in the country's embassy in Washington, D.C. on Friday. Homeland Security official Frank Russo said the artifacts were intercepted in July of 2022 at JFK Airport's mail facility. Russo didn't reveal the identity or the nationality of the person transporting the ancient items, but said the individual is known to the U.S. government. A reporter asked if the person were Russian.
I don't have the nationality, from that area for sure.
Ukraine's ambassador to the United States, Oksana Makarova, said the return of the item sends a strong message to Russia that it cannot win.
We also will send a very strong resounding message that Russians will not able to win this time. They will not able to win us on the battlefield. They will not able to win us on any other field, and they will not be able to steal our culture from us.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen urged members of the U.S. House of Representatives on Friday to raise the federal debt ceiling without conditions, warning that a default on U.S. debt would cause economic and financial collapse. In testimony before the Republican-controlled House Ways and Means Committee, Yellen said that failure to increase the $31.4 trillion borrowing cap would threaten the economic progress that the United States has made since the COVID-19 pandemic. Tropical Storm Freddy was due to hit the coast of southern Africa again late Friday or early Saturday, one of the strongest storms ever recorded in the southern hemisphere. Freddy may also have broken the record for the longest-lasting tropical cyclone. This, according to the World Meteorological Organization, the current record is held by a 31-day hurricane in 1994. A spokesman for the WMO says Freddy's been around for 33 days. Marissa Melton, VOA News.